Here's a thought I'll title, Sometimes You Just Can't Rush It. When I get a new project idea, my inclination, I guess this is just says something about my personality, is to jump in. Ooh, a new idea, let's go do it. Yeah, now, quickly, let's just pedal to the metal. But sometimes that's the absolute wrong approach. Sometimes the idea needs to percolate. I've learned to value that time it takes for ideas to bubble up from the subconscious, to do some research, to maybe read a little bit, to think, to look, to experiment, to try things. All of that time is useful, and you can't just rush through every project. When you can, it's great. It's a fabulous experience to be able to just sort of whip something out from beginning to end, and it turns out great. But more often than not, I find that's not the way my brain works. What I need to do is think some more, visualize, play around with an idea for it to really coalesce into something. And interestingly enough, that leads to a strategy that I think is worth mentioning, and that's this. In my youth, I tended to work on one project at a time. And of course, the more I needed to let it percolate, the longer it would take me to finish the project. And in the meantime, there were gaps in my photography where I wasn't doing anything. But now that I realize that percolation time is important and it's a part of the process, it motivates me to have more than one project I'm working on at a time. Some of them are developing quickly. Some of them are developing slowly. Some of them I can just whip it out almost from the moment I think of the idea, and sometimes I need to just set it on the back burner. But by having multiple projects sort of irons in the fire, if you will, at the same time, there's always something to do. I'm always busy with photography. I'm always working on a creative something or other in one stage or another. And in a curious way, that tends to fuel both my motivation and my creative habits, which is a good thing.